The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Experience lightning fast speeds and Sky's best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Monday morning, the 14th of June 2021. Delightful to be here, delighted to be back, and hope you're all doing well. Thank you to Oliver Callan for holding the fort so well as always, and to the team for minding him so well. He gets better treatment, but that's the way it goes. 51551 is the text number. You can email Ryan. He's back in the door. A minute and a half already. He's mocking those who mock him. 51551 is the text number. You can email Ryan at rte.ie. And as you can imagine, I'm very, very happy to be back and well rested. Needed. Man, oh man, I needed a break. And I think there's a lot of people listening today who feel the same way. And can I tell you, please, if you're in a position to take a little time, I take it, because it is, it's good for you. And it really is good for you. Good for the heart, good for the soul, good for the head. So lots to talk about today. I'll tell you all about where I went. Kind of, I missed our little trips along the Wild Atlantic Way so much, I kind of did my own bespoke version of it. I headed up and down around the west coast of Ireland to places that some of them I revisited, met some people that I'd met along the way on the show, and said, you know, let's meet up again and look at a bit closer at certain places. So I'll tell you all about that. It'll take in West Cork and Connemara coast and that part of town, mostly along, as I say, the Wild Atlantic Way. So it was just gorgeous. And you know what? The sun shone and then it didn't shine. And then it was raining and then it was cold. And then you lit a fire, even though it was June. And that's the Irish summer experience. So you make of it what you will. The big thing that we spoke about before I left you all was Carrin Tuathail Mountain. I think that was the big one. I met a lovely couple on a walk not too long ago, and they said, did you do it? And I said, well, you know something? I thought about it and I looked at the hill. I keep calling it the hill. Well, it is Carrin Tuathail Hill. And I thought, you know, I've kind of talked about it now. And the question is, you talk the talk, but do you walk the walk? Do you climb the climb? And I thought, you know what? I'll check it out. And this absolutely lovely family got in touch. Madeline and Morris got in touch on the radio and said, we'll take you up the mountain and show you what it looks like. And, you know, we'll mind you. And they were just so lovely, I couldn't say no. And I went up my Carrin Tuathail and I came back down the bottom again. And it was an extraordinary experience. And I think the reaction I get from most people when they hear that I did it is, what? You did it? Well, then anyone can do it. I mean, I can't believe you did it. And not only that, but I did it and came down and drove back to Dublin afterwards, which was probably an act of adrenaline-fueled madness. But I'll say another thing is that I got home about 8:45, had a cup of tea, a biscuit, and went to bed. And I was telling the lads this morning, I said, I had the best sleep I've had since COVID started. And then I realized, no, think about that sleep again, because I think about it a lot now. It's probably since I was born. It's that good. It was such a beautiful, I don't even know if I dreamt it. I don't care. I remember waking up going, what just happened? That was just beautiful. That sleep was, I mean, I don't know how you can like rave about a sleep, but it was like a 5-star review. It was the best sleep of all time. I mean, it was such a good sleep that I'd nearly go back up the mountain and come back down to have that sleep again. It was that good. And it was just that the company was lovely. And, you know, we're going to talk a bit about it later on, because Carl Henry's coming in and we're going to talk about the little bit of fitness and the little bit of the hill, the mountain, and what it does for you. And, you know, and I'm not having a born again mountain climber. I'm not. I probably never go up there again, but I will climb another mountain at some stage, because it was just so gorgeous. So yeah, it was a lovely, lovely thing to do. So we'll talk a little bit about that later on. And but let's have a quick look at the papers. What are we gonna say? And see what's happening in the world. I think there's great excitement in Enniskerry in Wicklow, because they have changed all the shop fronts into the movie set for Disenchanted, which is the follow up to the movie Enchanted. And I've talked about Enchanted quite a bit, because it is such a good film and such a funny, wry look at the Disney experience. So I'm delighted it's in town, and The actor, Nakdreamy, he seems to be having such a lovely time as he's driving around and taking pictures and of his time here, which is really nice. He seems to be a very nice fella. And Amy Adams and the pair of them are doing their thing. And there's a nice picture on the front of the Patrick Dempsey. Thank you. That's who he's trying to think of. With a name like that, he's as good as Irish, he must be. But the picture in the front of the Indo by Mark Condren shows people just having the crack in Enniskerry. And we're looking at Katie Aragain from Enniskerry, Megan Kilpatrick and Kathy German and Christina Campion, all just having the jazz hands out. And the village, because I took a spin up there to see for myself, and it is spectacular. And the shops are still going concerns. Like, you can go into the shops and stuff, but they just have, you know, a fairy tale princess sort of vibe on the fronts, and it looks great and happy. Speaking of great and happy, I was out with my brother on Saturday night, and we went into town for a ramble to some gorgeous pubs, and you know, the usual, all the great haunts, Toners and O'Donoghue's and Hartigan's and all the spit in the floor pubs that I love so much. And the people were everywhere. I mean, everyone was out. It was like a post-war gathering, and everyone was really respectful, and everyone was in great form. And everyone was enjoying themselves. Everyone. And the outdoor dining thing was working really well. Just when I was off, I was hearing so much negativity about what was happening. And I understand that. But I'm telling you, on Saturday evening, the place was heaving in a really good, positive, business-friendly way, but also COVID-friendly way. So if you're worried or whatever, that's understandable. But I'm telling you, I went out there. Get out there, and if you can. And have some fun, because we've been locked up for long enough. So get the hell out there. Everywhere I went, whether it was Kinsale or Skibbereen or Uthrard or Clifton, everyone in such good form, and just feeling the freedom of it. And people on their holidays and okay, staycation and all the rest of it. But it just feels really good out there. And I hope that everyone's doing well and getting stuck out there. Speaking of the Enchanted thing, you might have seen on RTE.ie that John Nolan, a great guy from Dancing with the Stars, the professional dancer, has said that he's going to be appearing in the film, and he'll be dancing away there, so we'll keep an eye out for that. And then you saw, of course, there was a lot of talk about James Vincent McMahon's gig last week, and there's more to come. The Irish Mirror telling us that talks are almost concluded for the government's prestige pilot concert that is expected to take place on the Royal Hospital Kilmainham in Dublin on Saturday, June 26th. Six acts lining out, including Gavin James, The Coronas and Coda. This is it, softly, softly catchy concert, and it's all getting bigger and better, and stuff is coming alive. It's a bit like, you know, the colour coming into the monochrome, and it's all becoming more beautiful. The Irish Examiner, what to put in our COVID-19 time capsules. Yeah, I think this is, we should put them all in and then get rid of them when we can. Yeah, face mask, hand sanitizer, Zoom calls, leggings, government literature, a box of hair dye, instant yeast, 2 meters distance signs, houseplants, Netflix subscription, Richard, Zara and Gavin from Virgin Media News. No disrespect, but they're on the list. In the box they go, banana bread recipe. The COVID coat, that's basically dry rope, homeschool worksheets, hair clippers, a photo of Ted Hastings from Line of Duty, normal people and Joe Duffy, sorry Joe, vitamin D, all in a box. Seal it over and say, right, as President Bartlett would say, what's next? Okay. Now, they won't be happy about it, especially our 4-3 friends from Virgin Media News, because they'll be like that scene in Superman 2 when you put the three heads into the piece of glass and they're kind of hurtling through the universe going, where are we going to report from next? Oh, no. And then they land in like Longford with their hands on their hips going, we are here to report on the property prices because you guys have made a mess. Anyway, that is a little flight of fancy, and that is what's going in, what's going to be put in there. Speaking of Superman 2, it's one of my favourite of those Superman films. Ned Beatty has died, and Ned Beatty, of course, starred in Superman 2 as Lex Luthor's and Gene Hackman's sidekick, but also he was sadly the man who was forced to squeal like a pig in Deliverance, that hillbilly classic, if you can call it such a thing, from 1972. God, what a scene. And he was in Network. He won an Oscar nomination for that. He's in All the President's Men. If you don't know who I'm talking about, as soon as you Google image Ned Beatty, you'll know. Ah, yeah, yeah, that's it. And wasn't he Joseph Locke in Hear My Song, that film I often talk when anytime Ted Hastings comes in, Adrian Dunbar, we talk about that film. And that is, I think, the same man. So Ned Beatty, may he rest in peace. And speaking of the movie, I went to see A Quiet Place 2 in the cinema last week, myself and my eldest, and we said, great, okay. Popcorn, yes. Butter, grotesque, yes. Coke, yes. I don't understand who the man or woman is who says in cinemas around the world, medium looks like this. That is a mop bucket. I mean, that is, how can medium, what happened to discrete medium? That's enormous. But anyway, we'll take it. And then as we were sitting there, there was hardly anyone in it. It was indeed A Quiet Place 2, TOO. We sat there and getting ready. There's only one other guy who I happen to know, very nice fellow, who was just having an escape from reality. He was watching the middle of the film over there, and there seemed to be a family over there. That's fine, done. So we're sitting in the cinema. Thing comes on, bum, 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 bum. Very excited going, here it is. The cinema's back. You cannot beat the cinema experience. I don't care what download, schmownload. Cinema is built for beautiful picture and sound and experience. And sure enough, we were sitting there and it came up and I was only dying to get stuck into the popcorn. And I realized, oh, I forgot, of course, A Quiet Place. It's all about sound and you can't, like, everything is really quiet. In fact, one of the lead actresses is brilliant. She's deaf and she's using, you know, American Sign Language. And I'm going, oh, no. So I'm looking at the popcorn, getting kind of soggy and sad and drifting. The Coke shirt is as flat as a pancake. I'm going, when are we going to? And then every now and again, foreboding music, as they always say, and if you're watching subtitles, foreboding music. You know, when you're watching, foreboding music. You know, I know what it is. Foreboding music comes up. And I go, quick, I said to my eldest, quick, go, foreboding music, popcorn. Crunch, 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 foreboding music stops. Okay. Popcorn down, slightly guilty, wait for foreboding music, and then you're back again. Quiet Place 2 stars John Krasinski, who you'll know from The American Office, which I started watching for the first time last week. I'm a big fan of the UK Office, but The American Office is good. He seems like a really nice man. I don't know, it's a strange thing to say, but he seems really nice. He's married to Emily Blunt, so they're both in it. And there's a lovely chemistry between them in the film because they're obviously very much in love. And it's a very sweet film, and there's darkness in it, obviously, but there's a kindness running through it throughout. So if you're looking for a movie recommendation, Quiet Place 2 is good, but you need to like a little bit of, not quite horror, but the CGI alien. Now, I've lost half you already as soon as I say that, and I know that, but I'm warning you so that you don't come back and say, but there were CGI aliens in this. I said, no, but I told you. So come on. And I was listening to Conan O'Brien's podcast. He was talking to Jake Tapper, who I'm a big fan of and from CNN. And great, Jake Tapper was explaining that he said when his kids were older, I'm going to watch all the Marvel films with them. And then they got older and said, we're not watching a movie with you. He said, oh. So we ended up watching all the Marvel. So I watched a couple because I promised I would. And I watched Captain America Civil War, which was grand. And then last night I watched Thor Ragnarok, which was much better and quite funny and self-effacing. And I loved the New Zealand character who's basically built out of stones. And Taika Waititi is the name of the director of this film, who also did Jojo Rabbit, which is one of the most sophisticated comedies I've seen for a long time. But it's good. But I didn't realise, I was watching, I said, "What? There's Anthony Hopkins is in this. What? And Cate Blanchett is in it. And Tom Hiddleston, of course, is in it with Loki and all that." So I did like that. So I'm catching the Marvel buzz. You know, I'm not sitting there hating on it. It's very, very good. I'm enjoying that. And then I'll just tell you two quick books that I read while I was off too, and then we'll get down to business. I read one book. Do you remember, we all read it a few years ago, a book called The Harry Kuber Affair by Joel Dicker. And it was one of these, looks really thick and intimidating, but actually it was really easy. You just lash through it and it's grand. He did another one that didn't go down so well called The Baltimore Boys, but he's another one out called The Disappearance of Stephanie Mailer. And as I explained to somebody when I finished it, because it's big, but it's really easy to read. It's a kind of a thriller of some sort. I said, this book was kind of terrible and I loved it. Do you know when it was perfect, a holiday read, like a what you call a beach read in some ways, or poolside read. But it was great fun. Couldn't stop reading it, but it wouldn't be one of the great books of all time by any means, but it did a job. Then I read, oh God, I went down the other end of the literary spectrum and got to Animal by Lisa Tadeo. You might have read a few reviews about that over the weekend. And she wrote a great book a couple of years ago, called Three Women, which I loved and was nonfiction, but this is her fiction book. It is unsettling, it's unnerving, it's unpleasant, it's very well written to most extent, but the plot, it gets a little bit excessive towards the end. So I'm giving that a qualified review. You need to be in the holier health to read it. I kind of couldn't wait to finish it, to get it out of my way and move to something a little more pleasant. But that's the nature of reading, is it not? All right, 51551. Fiona says, don't forget the bottle of wine in the COVID memory box. No, you don't want to put that away. You want to keep that going. There's a reason most French cinemas don't allow popcorn. The noise and the smell, says Sarah. Yeah, well, thankfully we're not in France. You can't. I just think it's part of the cinema experience. Best sleep I ever had was in Iceland after bobbing around in the Blue Lagoon in the afternoon. Try it. Yeah, Trish, I have every intention of trying it. I'm going to go to Iceland at some stage. I have not booked any flight tickets for anywhere in the world at all. I think I'm just going to wait for everything to calm the hell down. And Ireland is good enough for now, but thank you. That's what the Carriera does for you. Come back again, says Bernadette. I will. And I must say hello to everyone at the Glen Bay Hotel who looked after me so well. The Keary family there and young Grace, who came up to me with this beautiful card that she had gone to an awful lot of trouble to write and draw on, and it was lovely, very nice old school spot. I really enjoyed that, so thank you indeed for that. Welcome back. I'm taking a week off next week, says Leslie in City West, and I've booked in a guided hike up Carrantoohil, the Devil's Ladder. Yeah, they've got great names. We'll talk a bit about it later on, but it is you're in for a treat. Okay, 9:20. I want to start here. Beautiful. That's Harry Connick Jr. and It Had to Be You. Gosh, so many people I met along the road. Let me say hello to Sandra from Galway, and Dorothy from Clare, and Breda from Limerick, and Maggie from Dublin, who I met at the Blue Haven in Kinsale. And nice to meet you all there as you were having a lovely dinner together. And thank you to Kieran and his crew down there for a lovely trip. And great food on board there. Kinsale was lovely. I went into the Kinsale bookshop as well and picked. Do you remember we were talking about it because it's for sale? And lovely, lovely shop. There are two bookshops that were there, but the Kinsale bookshop was the one I popped into, and it was gorgeous. And I spent an afternoon in Waders in the middle of the Bandon River, the River Bandon, with Philip, who showed me how to cast flies there, which was very unusual. I've never fished in the river. So that was lovely. The fish were delighted to see me coming because they knew they would have a safe passage that night. But it was some way to spend the afternoon at Tobay, reconnecting. Equally with my old pal Mike Healy over in Loch Carrib, and Maria and Etna and the whole family there. Lovely afternoon with Mike and Joe on the island with the mayfly, which was beautiful. And then over to, of course, to the clan of the Abbey Glen, and Brian and Michelle and Ronan and the Hughes clan, who again given a welcome like no other. So thank you indeed to everybody. And also along the way, just people saying hello. And oh God, it was just so nice to see everyone, humans again. You know, we've been kind of in this hamster's wheel of the same people and all over and over. So it was great, just that freedom. Thank you for being nice to a pair of 15-year-old lads yesterday on their bikes. One of them being my son, says the text. You were very cool about taking yourself. I don't mind that at all. They were chuffed and all the lovely smiles spoke for themselves. Well done. When you smile at the world smiles back. You'd be surprised at how lovely that is. And I do love saying hi to people. Like, this is a kind of relatively anonymous, but I did like this comment which said that if this is about the... this sounds kind of self-serving. I hope it doesn't as much as it. What I'm trying to say is you just never know. I often say this, who you're, let alone sitting beside on the bus or the taxi or in the bar or the coffee shop, but who you might be passing by like sliding doors on a hill, as I did with this person who emailed in to say, I want to say thanks. You'd never know you helped me had I not sent this email. But with the month that's in it, as it's Pride Month, I thought it was worth a short note. A few weeks ago, on a Saturday morning, up in Killiney Hill Park, I chose to come out to my parents as transgender. And a big thing to do, imagine. And it was a big decision to tell them. And so when I did tell them, it was obviously a big shock. And after a minute or two of me explaining everything and them silently listening, who walks by? Only yourself. So I took a double take and you took a double take and we both smiled and said, hey, as you walked by, purely because we recognised you. It stopped this weird silence between us and completely broke the tension. And it's only a small thing and it was probably just a nice, pleasant morning for you. I just thought you'd like to know that the friendly demeanour helped me a little come out during Pride Month, and you made this purple-haired girl very happy to say you were there in my coming out story in years to come. Thanks for being nice and giving off a very relaxing vibe. You got me at a good time. You know, if it was 2 months previously, I'd be running up and down, knickers in a twist, head down, I'm not talking to myself. You got me at a good time and I got you at a good time, at a tricky time. But anyway, the guys got in touch with this lovely person, and she's 25 and says it has taken her more than 5 years to come out to her parents as transgender. And I think I was very moved by your email, and I'm very happy to hear that that seemed to go well. Not easy for your parents to get this big tectonic change in their lives, but more importantly, not easy for you. But the courage and the bravery and the kindness that you obviously have imbued in whoever you are to do that, and to take your parents up the hill and say, I've got some news for you. And it's funny because there's a theme, isn't there, today about climbing hills, metaphorical, emotional, real, and to find some class of solace or rest or an ease, it can work magic. Nature is a very beautiful thing. Margaret says, welcome back. Out of curiosity, how many books and films do you read per week or watch? It must be I get asked this all the time. It's a strange question. I get it asked. I could be picking bananas or apples out of a fruit place in the value. And somebody says, just sorry, I know you're buying your apples, but can I ask you, how many books and movies do you watch and read every week? The answer is quite a lot. And I walk a lot too. I'm always kind of curious. So, yeah, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and, you know, on my walks, or music or whatever. So there's no particular number. I read at my own pace. I don't read very fast. I don't speed read. I'm just short of having my tongue out reading half the time, like, you know, a bit, you know, going for it. So there's no answer to that question. It's just whatever. Whatever a given week might throw up. I forgot to mention, I want to mention, by the way, my friends at the Southern Star, they have this picture of the Tubbs Time Out trip to Skye, because I promised I'd go down and do the famine walk, which I did. Thanks so much, obviously, to Terry Carney, who we spoke to on the show before, but I said I must come back. But herself and Philip O'Regan of the Skibbereen Heritage Centre very kindly took me out for a couple of hours, and we walked through the famine trail of Skibbereen. And if you are looking for something to do in West Cork this morning or this week, and you're on the move or you're from there, go to the Skibbereen Heritage Centre. You know, I don't sell you a pup. That is a lovely, lovely centre, because it's really a museum, but I would describe it as a boutique famine museum. So it won't take you long to get around, but they've done it beautifully, really, really well. And in fairness, Philip and Terry took me to all these, like, mass graves. I mean, that's how desperately sad it was. And the stories, I mean, the history comes alive in the fields and the stones and the walls of Skibbereen, thanks to that heritage centre. And I would urge you to take a trip there and to go to that museum. And if you see Terry and Phil, will you tell them I said hello and thank you? Because their palpable sense of who we are as a country and our story, difficult as it is, and our history, is just very beautiful to behold, and I was very grateful to them for that. And so do head there if you're in a position to. How about that? All right then, I think we should talk to Carly Henry and see what the hell's going on in the world. Yeah, you're right about taking a break. I'm just up now, says Richard from Dublin. I'm looking down at Inch Beach from my holiday cottage. It is stunning. 2 more weeks of this, it's heaven. Now I'm only back at what minute, but I'm jealous already. But welcome back. I don't know how far you've got with The American Office, about four episodes. But just to let you know, it gets better and better after the first series, says Sinead. Okay. Thank you for that. And Bill says the same thing. I'm delighted to hear you jumped on the Office train, the US Office train. To my mind, it's one of the finest American sitcoms ever made. It has heart and pathos and warmth and so many belly laughs. Enjoy it all. I'd love to be watching it for the first time all over again. Yeah, I love that feeling when you can do that.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
That is it. That Louise O'Neill book they talked about there, After the Sign, is a terrific read, by the way. If you were looking for something for your holidays, that I would add that to the list for sure. The time now is 8 minutes to 10 o'clock. I'm going to take this piece of music, I think.
My love took me away from you.
That's a piece of work, isn't it? That's Little Green Cars and My Love Took Me Down to the River to Silence Me at 4 minutes to 10 o'clock. 51551, we arrived in Fossa, as I was saying, in Kerry, beside Killarney, not far from Glenbeigh, 2 weeks ago. Fossa Caravan Park in front of Cairn Toohill. Yeah, I passed it by actually when we were there. We bought a caravan yesterday because we love the place so much. Well, I love the place so much we bought one. And why not? I'm going to be there until September or maybe October. Tony and Laura. Living the life. Good on you. I like that. Nice caravan. Thank you. I'll take it. Good work. Wonderful. Welcome back. Thank you. Those 2 weeks flew by, didn't they? You should try Crowpatrick for your next climb. It's wonderful. I did Crowpatrick, Marion, about 100 years ago. And it was... lovely, if you can say that. Yeah, I did. So that was that's day gone by. And is it Ellie or Elle from the Earth's Edge team, a small adventure travel company based in Ireland, specializing in running trips all over the world. And we thought that these might come in handy for you. Very good, thank you very much. A coat of some sort, and maybe it'll be Cairn Toohill first, and next Kilimanjaro. Never gonna happen. No. I'm never going to do that. Did you in Kerry, you were afraid of stairs, Ralph? I don't know. This is Fred Astaire. No, I was okay with Fred Astaire. Was I afraid of stairs? No, come on. Afraid of stairs gags. God, thank God we're going out the door. That's where we're going to leave it for today. I have lots more to talk to you about. We'll do it all tomorrow between 9 and 10. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it very much. Damien O'Reilly is in for Claire today, so stay tuned to him. And we'll see you tomorrow between 9 and 10. Have a gorgeous day.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.